Near FM here, and our next guest is Colly Ennis, and he is from the Herpetological Society.
Herpetological.
Yep. I love it. Now, a little bit of chat there before we came on, and I just had to stop you because I don't want to run away with this without telling the listeners. Okay. It's fantastic. You hit it there, Colly, and tell us about it.
Well, what we're doing basically is Dublin City Council asked us to go down and have a look at Bull Island itself and see if we could spot any of our native herpetofauna, which is frogs, lizards and newts. So we went down over the summer and we're after finding two of our native species down there. We have the common frog and we have the common lizard down there. So it's really interesting and it's great to see such biodiversity down on the island. It's really good to see it in the city centre, you know.
I can't believe there's like lizards.
Yeah, a lot of people are shocked today when they're coming up to the stand. They're saying,
"We have them over there."
We have some specimens of them. We actually haven't got live ones because they're quite flighty. So what we have is preserved ones from Maynooth College, which kindly gave us them to show off, so people will know what they're looking for if they're out walking their dog. They'll be able to have a look and see and identify them, basically, you know. So
is it a charity organization?
We're a voluntary organization. Yeah. And we do it on a voluntary because it's like we're all very interested in it. Most of us are either keep them as pets, reptiles and snakes at home, or people are involved in it through colleges. I work with the Zoological Society in Trinity, so there's a lot of different people who are interested in varying degrees, and we all came together as a group. And especially now with the native stuff, our own native wildlife, it's great to be able to give a dig out and help DCC, Dublin City Council, you know, identify what's there and what needs to be done to protect the animals in that environment.
So you're working in Trinity in the Zoological Society.
I'm an associate there, yeah.
I'm very impressed indeed, I am. And especially the fact that I got the herpetological.
And now it's a mouthful. I just say the reptile people. That's exactly it.
The reptile we can't say that now. Have to give sharp. It's
sounds
proper
like
title.
V or something.
Yeah. Do you remember V?
Yeah, I do.
That was a fantastic.
I think that's what got me into it.
What was the movie that he made after that? The fellow with the big clawy hands. Freddy Krueger. Nightmare on Elm Street. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. Now lizards. What do they feed lizards?
On the island, they will eat lots of bugs and stuff like that. If you go down to Bull Island on a sunny day, you will see so much caterpillars and creepy crawlies running around. People walking their dogs will probably notice that.
Yeah.
That's what the lizards feed off.
Wow.
Now, we're 4 months down there looking for the lizards and we've only spotted them twice.
Really?
So they're very, very elusive and we're specifically looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
People might see mats put out on the ground when they're walking their dogs. That's not rubbish. That's us putting them down to attract more lizards in.
Wow.
So we go down, check the mats every day to see if they're there. But like for a couple of months there, I thought I was chasing unicorns because I couldn't find them anywhere. But we did find them eventually.
Is that not the name of a band?
Chasing unicorns. Could be.
Paul Sherlock, now our sound man here. Is that the name of a band, Chasing Unicorns? It will be after this. If there isn't a band out there called JJ, get yourself that name, copyright. Okay. It's just so weird talking about lizards. I have one here called Kyle that never leaves me alone. And snakes are becoming a huge pet.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive thing now.
You know, and I'm horrified actually to find out that I have a few friends, you know who you are if you're listening, and they have pet snakes and they're feeding them raw mice.
Yeah. Yeah,
frozen mice.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
They're a great pet. They're very low maintenance. If people are going to take on them, as you would take on a dog or a cat, that's all I say. I encourage anyone to get into it. It's great for kids. As I said, low maintenance animals, but just to make sure if you get one, you're getting it for life. It's not a fashion accessory or a belt or anything. You have to keep the animal, you know.
It's not like a chihuahua.
No, it's not. It's something that has to be kept. We have a massive problem over here at the moment with turtles being released into ponds. In St. Anne's Park, we have 20-odd turtles that were thrown out because people buy them when they're the size of a 50 cents coin, and then they get big and they get smelly and then they're released. So, you know, the only reptile I'd torn off, anybody off getting, will be terrapins, because they're unless you're in for the long haul and you're prepared, it's not a good idea to get them.
So turtles become smelly when they
get big, snappy, smelly animals.
Snappy?
Yeah.
They look so cute.
I know, that's the problem.
They hide their little heads in the shell. I can't believe that.
But apart from that, as I said, reptiles are a great, great hobby to get into, great, and some great people involved in it. And there's lots of advice online available in the country if anyone wants to get into it. And a good few pet shops around town as well that deal specifically with reptiles, to pop into them and have a chat.
Collie, I just want to ask you something. I believe you that that turtles can become smelly. But tell me this: is there a way to clean them or to keep them from smelling, or is it just?
You need a large area, a pond, with a big filter on it to just keep the water fresh, because it's you know, that's the only way you'll keep them from. If you have them in a small fish tank at home, they're gonna crap in it, and it's gonna be. It's going to not be very pleasant at all. Even if you clean it once a week, it's still, you know, it's not pleasant. And it's cruel on them.
Yeah.
You know, they want to be out in the open, you know.
Exactly. Now, enough about turtles. Okay, so that's it. My turtle-lunging days are over.
Yeah, good.
Okay, I've moved on now to lizards.
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't want to be feeding anything raw mice or frozen mice or whatever it is. So, lizards. Is there many people, and I bet you are going to answer this, that you have lizards as pets?
I have a few, yeah.
Do they grow huge? Like, I mean,
depends on what species you have. It's like dogs. Yeah. You can have everything from a Chihuahua up to a St. Bernard. You can have lizards. You can have small little geckos. You can have up to like monitor lizards, so it depends what you have, what space you have, what's available to you, your budget, and you know, you have to be sensible about it as well, you know.
And can they be,
you're not going to get a St. Bernard if you're living in a flat in Ballymun, you're not going to get a monitor lizard if you're living in a flat in city centre in Dublin, you know.
Yeah.
it's not a good idea.
So do lizards get vicious?
It depends on the species again, not as a rule, you know. As a rule, though, they're not petting pets, as I say, you know.
Petting pets.
Yeah, they're just there to be looked at and admired, and you know what I mean?
Poke a pencil at.
Yeah, no.
That really reminds me, years ago I had goldfish for my eldest child, and every time the goldfish died, there was devastation in the house, you know. So, first, I replaced the goldfish 9 times in 2 months, and I said, right, that's it, enough is enough now. I have to put my detective hat on me and find out what the hell is going on. So I snuck down the stairs one day, and there he was with his mate. Now listen, stirring the fish.
No.
Another time he washed them and put bubble bath in with them, and of course you don't want to be breaking their little hearts, and you keep going with it. So not a good idea to stir your fish.
No,
unless of course it's in a casserole.
Exactly.
Well, Collie, what would you like to say to the listeners that are listening today?
Just if you're around in the parks today or tomorrow, well, not today, we're packing up now, but if you're around tomorrow, we'll be here for the whole day.
Yes.
We're over at the DCC side where all the other environmentalists are talking away. So come over, get some advice maybe on setting up a pond in your garden, or you can come down, learn about how you can help out with us in our survey on Bull Island.
Yeah, and anybody who'd like to get in contact or involved
with the Herpetological Society, you can check us out on hsi.org, www.hsi.org, and you'll find all the information there. Our Facebook page links and Twitter links and all around that as well.
I absolutely love it, Colin.
Okay.
Such a nice thing to talk about, really and truly.
Now, smelly turtles.
smelly turtles, lovely lizard, and
slimy snakes.
We never really got to talk about the frogs.
Well, the frogs are there. Again, if people come over tomorrow, what we're trying to do is get people to think about putting, especially if you're growing plants and you want to keep a nice garden for yourself, you have slugs, think about putting a pond in your garden. It encourages frogs in. They're brilliant. They're natural pest controllers, and it doesn't take much effort to do that. So if they want any advice, they pop over us tomorrow and we'll be there.
And are frogs low maintenance?
Frogs do look after themselves. That's all you have to do is give them a little bit of water to live in, and they will just look after themselves.
I think I'm going to get a frog.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you have to kiss loads of frogs before you meet your prince, don't you?
There you go. So my wife tells me.
Ah, Collie, it was lovely talking
all
to
right.
you. A very interesting conversation indeed.
Thank you very
and
much.
And I would encourage anybody there that enjoyed that to go to hsi.org for more information on the herpetology.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it right,
did I? That's it.
Society, and long live the frogs and the lizards.
Thanks
ever
much.
So much, Collie, and
appreciate
continuing
that.
Success to yourself and your colleagues.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a million.